Hello, I'm Dan Aykroyd, and welcome to this fine motion picture emporium. It's nice to know you're here tonight, rather than at home shoving cheap little plastic cartridges into cheap imported video systems that keep you and your family hostage in your own home or apartment. Now let's face it, big screen entertainment is what it's all about. We've enjoyed it for years. Movies are great. There's nothing like a good movie, or even a bad one for that matter.
How you doing?
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 Go.
Welcome to another edition of A Couple of Average Joe's Movie Reviews. I am Joe Spiegel.
Mike Sutherland.
Mark.
Oh, thank you. Good contribution there. All right. This is our Ridiculous Six podcast episode.
Ugh.
We are going to talk about this fantabulous movie starring Adam Sandler. We're also going to talk about my Netflix pick of the week, which is going to be the Hulu presentation of a movie called The Most Wanted Man with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And I'm going to talk about Electric Boogaloo, the Canon Films documentary.
All right. And?
I'm talk about.
All right. And then we're going to talk about all the movie trailers that just came out this week, like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, X-Men Apocalypse, Star Trek Beyond, Independence Day Resurgence, Ninja Turtles 2, some kind of shadow shit, I can't remember, fuck it, and the Michael Shannon movie.
Secret of the Ooze.
Ninja, rap. And the Michael Shannon movie, Midnight Special.
It's funny you say that because, you know, Vanilla Ice is in Ridiculous Six.
Oh, and then...
That actually took me to figure out it was...
I didn't even know it was Vanilla Ice until we were watching the credits.
You know what? It's still an enjoyable part of that movie when I watch it, yeah.
And then
Mike's going to talk about what?
Idris Elba as Roland, the main character from the Dark Tower series.
Yes.
Because there's some scuttle about that.
All right. All that and more
a white role.
On A Couple of Average Joes. Hit it.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile.
That works.
You know. All right.
All that and more on A Couple of Averages. So let's do our Rotten Tomatoes prediction for Ridiculous Six.
Dead I air. Believe mine was 33%.
Mine was 5.
Okay.
And I think, what did I say, 11?
11.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
So what does it say?
Tally it up.
Well, fuck, dude. I thought you got the computer.
Tally it up.
I purposely didn't look it up because I didn't want to spoil it.
Well, I said not yet, but whatever.
If it's higher than 15%, I'll be absolutely shocked.
I'll bet you it's going to score somewhere around 63.
Fuck no. No way.
It's a lot of
How much money did Pixels make? Worldwide box office.
$300 million.
$187 million. So
there's
that just
be a
goes
sequel?
To prove that, well, no, Sandler picked up, he did an option with Netflix, I think, for his next 5 movies.
Yeah. He signed a 4-picture deal.
4. Okay.
And what happened was.
This is the first one.
Correct.
With the Ridiculous Six, actually, 3 studios were going to do it. There was going to be Warner Brothers, Sony, and Paramount.
Yeah, Sony dropped it real quick.
They were all vying for it, and when they found out that Sandler was going to be signing with Netflix, they said, fuck you, we don't want to do this. Besides, A Million Ways to Die in the West flopped. We don't want to do a Western. And your last 4 movies have tanked.
They didn't tank. Pixels made $187 million.
No, this was before Pixels. It was before Pixels came out that they were working these deals out for this movie.
Yeah, the whole Sony email hack thing shows a conversation. Do we really want to deal with fucking
this?
Adam Sandler?
Are you fucking ready?
Yes.
What'd you pick? 5?
5.
You picked 11, I picked 33.
It's a whopping 0.
It's a fucking 0.
Whoa.
Pow.
Mike wins that one.
Wow. It was really, that movie, it was a 0.
Look.
It was a 0.
Before we start talking about it, I'm going to just tell you this from the get-go. I felt my IQ level drop as I was watching it, and I felt dumb after seeing it and while seeing it, and it's hard for me to recall really much about it because it was so fucking stupid.
This movie, just what I told Joe, is if a kid sees it, like your kids, like Bubba, if Bubba watches it,
yep.
I think he would get up and walk away.
He would probably get up and walk away, but the average 80-year-old would like it.
That's what I wrote down. One of the things I wrote is like little kids will like it, but that's it.
Predictable. It was forced.
Oh,
it was
all of it.
Terrible writing.
Yep.
The jokes were bad. The acting was atrocious.
There were 2 jokes that Joe and I laughed at. One of them was the internal consumption joke. I don't know if you ever heard of that story.
I, yeah. he's dying of the consumption.
Yeah. I got called out by a lady at Walmart that asked if I had
We both start laughing right at the same time because that was what it reminded me of.
What is this, 1800s?
Okay, I'm just going to say the things I liked about the movie real quick, and they're just shit.
The three ones?
Okay, first of all, the cinematography was not bad. Where they filmed and all that stuff looked pretty good, okay?
Well, that was the first thing that we said.
Yeah, it was good quality of filming, but that's it.
They were movie ranches in New Mexico.
Yeah. All right, so
but we're talking. I mean, the 4K presentation.
Yeah.
It was so vivid, and the guy that's the director of photography really, really knows his stuff.
Okay, so the things that I liked was the part where Steve Zahn removes his eyeball and he just uses the shadow. That was fucking gross, even with just a shadow doing it.
But predictable. You knew the other guys didn't pull.
I know.
Eyes
I know.
Out.
It's still funny.
The diarrhea donkey.
No,
I thought that was the dumbest part of the movie. It was forced. Oh, that means he likes you.
Except for the little toy one where the guy lifted up.
Now that was funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
When little Pete was hanged. Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. That was
funny because of just how stupid he was acting with it.
His neck was strong. He was all running across.
All right. Two more
That
things.
Was the one part that I laughed at.
Yeah. Harvey Keitel, when he got his head cut off and he starts shooting all around the place, and then Herm starts making fun of him. I don't know why, but it just made me feel like a stupid kid laughing at something. I don't know why. It just was stupid. And then the last thing is Nick Nolte's third nipple. When he revealed that, I don't know why that shit was just fucking funny. I laughed.
No, but where do babies come from? They get pooped out.
Yeah.
Really? Somebody actually wrote that as a fucking line for.
Do you
want to
know who wrote this movie? Tim Herlihy, who has written almost every single Adam Sandler film, mm-hmm. and has done a cameo starring role, bit in almost every single Adam Sandler film, including this one. And Adam Sandler. Those are the two writers.
Correct.
And it was directed by Frank Caracci, who's done like half of Sandler's films.
I think what's more important than this film is the decline of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, which we already wrote a fuck you letter to him after Pixels came out.
It needs to be addressed because
I'm completely fucking done with Adam Sandler.
Well, every movie has the same premise. It's getting the audience to fall in love with the dregs of society, the people that normal people don't want to associate themselves with, and then that person becoming the hero in his movies.
Right.
And you fall in love. It's every single movie he's ever done. Billy Madison.
Waterboy.
Happy Gilmore. The Waterboy. The Wedding Singer. Punch Drunk Love. He's, the awkward.
All great movies, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. But it also...
And then he does something like Spanglish, which people don't get, which is a good movie.
I liked him in Rain on Me with Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
That's the one with about 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah. Where he's playing Shadow of the Colossus all the time.
I mean, but it's just it translates into how much material can you possibly write? How many times can you rewrite the same movie? And have it continue to be good.
How many Adam Sandler
movies
are
there? Look at my list of how many actors are in this movie that are known. Okay, I've got 26 people written
down
here.
They all did their
cameos.
How
the fuck did all of them read this script and not say, fuck you, Adam Sandler, I just can't do it?
Because they're getting paid money to do it.
And
do you know why?
I'm willing to bet half the people on this list owe their career to Adam Sandler.
Probably. But this movie has a $60 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
$60 million.
And it's going to make $200 million. Because that's what Adam Sandler movies do. You churn out the shit and make a profit.
Adam Sandler has his 1 million people, his fans. That's all he needs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's got 1 million fans that are willing to pay $10 a pop. That's $10 million right there.
Yep.
Right. So he's probably got more, obviously. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But he's got this dedicated fan base that's willing to pay all the money for his bullshit.
Yeah. If you look at Facebook, how many fans he has.
Yeah.
He's got over 10 million fans.
Yeah.
So okay, there
there's 10 million.
Yeah.
Times $10. That's $100 million.
Yeah.
There it is. In budget, movie paid for.
And that's just Facebook. That's not Twitter.
Right.
That's not if he does Instagram. That's not, the people that aren't the 22% of the people that are online. And then he has the other, 78% that aren't online.
Yeah.
And it's still the same movie. Let's take five guys who are a bunch of losers, and they either save the world or complete something epic.
Right.
Yeah, or six. So no wonder the movie's a piece of shit. They're running out of material.
And
they've run out of material.
Fucking A, they have.
Here's my biggest question is, if he's such this fucking stud, this character that he plays, this white knife.
White knife.
Oh, you mean the Ritalin Zohan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
why?
Gee, that's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Why is it that he was able to do all this spectacular shit at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he can't do any of that stuff anymore.
Maybe he's overwhelmed by all the family shit he's got around him now.
Because he hurt his arm with the dynamite at the end of the movie. So he was going to do some epic shit. And
tell you what,
arm.
There's not one part in this whole movie where boom goes the dynamite at all.
Boom goes dynamite.
Even maybe the guys buried in the sand was kind of funny. That was funny.
Oh, we're all, yeah.
Can you get these ants off me?
Yeah, can you at least pick
Will
these
Forte,
ants out of my beard
yeah,
Will before
Forte,
you go?
Nick Swartzen.
And the snake was like face fucking that guy.
Yeah,
he was in his
he
ear.
He was like licking his ear. Yeah. That was mildly entertaining.
Yeah.
There were a total of three laughs in this entire movie.
Okay, look, when I saw Tropic Thunder and Ben Stiller had that character of Simple Jack, I never thought
a full retard.
I never thought I'd see anyone more retarded in a film than that until I saw Taylor Lautner in this movie.
That
he is
was
a more retarded Simple Jack with white as fuck teeth in the 1800s.
Yeah.
His teeth were so goddamn white.
Right.
They
might as well
have
been piano keys.
And then also he was bad at playing the retarded kid.
Yeah.
He was actually like bad. I mean,
he was really
just
bad.
Forced acting.
It was like me just standing there going, hey, mister, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that's basically
fucking horrible.
No, you know what it was? It was like a worst Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
that's what I think. That's what he was going for, was a Forrest Gump type character.
I think he's Simple
but,
Jack to the
but
second
more
power.
Retarded. That's how I envisioned the whole thing. He he talked like him. His mannerisms were the same.
Yeah,
he ran like him.
I got three nipples.
Yeah,
hey, that's funny, right?
Poop out babies.
Dumb.
I can't rhyme a song, so this, I'm going to talk about my three nipples.
I told you my neck was strong.
This movie is insulting to anyone that doesn't have the mind of a child. I'm fucking insulted that I watched this.
Yeah. I mean, even the Harvey Keitel part where up until he gets his head cut off.
Yeah.
The Harvey Keitel part was pretty good.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel's always good. But yeah, look, man, we didn't spend any money on this at all. None. And I still
feel
like...
No, you spent money on it because it's your fucking account.
But I watch a lot of Netflix, so what I'm saying is that even though we didn't really spend any money on it, I still feel like I got ripped off.
I wasted 2 hours of my time.
Fucking A. And I fell asleep. I was falling asleep the last half hour, so I had to watch the last half hour again today before it came in.
I yelled at Joe. I was like, I said, if I have to suffer through this fucking movie, you can't fall asleep.
He's like, oh, I'm not going to fall asleep. Don't worry.
Yeah, I wasn't even falling asleep at first, but the first time he started yelling at me was when John Turturro's teaching everyone how to play baseball.
Actually a pretty good part, too.
It wasn't bad. It was like he was playing the sneaky butler.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love feet.
Yeah. And he's like, I stood at base.
Fucking Blake Shelton as Wyatt Earp.
Right.
Pass.
Right. Vanilla Ice as Mark Twain.
Yeah.
He can still dance.
I mean.
As a
that
Mark
should
Twain.
Be, that alone should offend a lot of people.
Mark Twain.
The one of the greatest writers in American history.
Well.
Spouting hip hop
and being portrayed by Vanilla motherfucking Ice.
Yeah, yeah, Robert Van Winkle. That's
that
right.
should offend a lot of people. They dumb down Mark Twain.
Look, dude, if they want people to take someone seriously, like say Kevin James as the president in Pixels, I mean, what do you expect from Adam Sandler?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't see Pixels.
Bottom of.
I saw enough of Pixels where I'm not interested.
You're not missing a goddamn thing.
Just go watch the original short.
Yeah, it's like a minute and a half long.
Yeah, but that was. I think it's. It was directed by and written by someone else completely.
It was a French guy.
Though.
Yeah.
French guy. And he made it good.
Oh, it was fucking amazing how much he
right.
did that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they took that and
ripped it off. Yeah.
Well, what they did was they bought the rights from him.
Yep.
And then said, you're not going to be involved in this movie. And he went, how much are you paying me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's his Flappy Bird.
Sure. That's fine.
Yeah. And you know, more power to that guy. People that can do that stuff online and then the movie studios come and bastardize it, fine. You know, they're making it rain on you, however it works. But.
So, well, the next movie now coming is The Cobbler.
I saw that on Netflix. That movie, I think, got a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. It wasn't as bad as everyone made it out to be, but still.
Excuse me. It's not The Cobbler. The Cobbler came before Ridiculous 6.
Right.
Yeah. Cobbler came out at the end of last year.
Got it. And then now there's another.
That's why I keep thinking that there's four Adam Sandler movies.
There was another piece of shit coming to where he and somebody else, their brothers who are in trouble, so they ditch their current lives to start new lives and then get in even more trouble.
Right.
I don't even.
That's the next Netflix movie he's coming out with next year. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, and I don't even know.
It's called The Lovable Losers Get in Trouble, and then they do something to redeem themselves, and everyone loves them.
Yeah, I don't even want to give Wikipedia another click on Adam Sandler, so I'm not going to look it up.
Or the first six Adam Sandler movies that have been created.
Yes.
Every movie.
Yeah.
50 First Dates.
Ugh. I have never watched that movie.
It's actually not half
I
bad.
Like 50 First Dates. That's when he still
good,
had...
A, good premise, though.
That's still. That's when he still had some panache to him. And he actually acted like he cared.
Oh, what was that piece of shit movie that he did last year?
Blended.
Was it
Drew Barrymore?
Was that the one where they go to Africa?
Yeah, Blended. They go to Africa. Cruise? Yes.
Blended. Yeah. We never saw it, thank God.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Fuck him, dude.
I don't even think this movie's worth talking about, to be honest with you.
We're not even really talking about it.
That's another thing. It's like this movie
talk about everything else.
Is so bad that I can't even feel good making fun of it. I don't even want no part of it.
Yeah. I mean, the somewhat good parts of it were Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
The dude with the fucking the cock eye.
Yeah. Steve Zahn.
Yeah, Steve Zahn. And Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. Look.
Danny Trejo.
Have you ever seen Funny People from 2009 with Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen? It was a Judd Apatow film.
No.
Okay. There's Adam Sandler plays a comedian.
But it's a Judd Apatow film.
Yeah. He's on the lower rung of his career. He's made a bunch of movies and shit like that. Now he decides to start doing stand-up again. You know, go back to his roots kind of thing. Well, anyway.
Weird.
There's
weird,
all these mock trailers.
Somebody that doesn't, he's not appreciated anymore. And he's dredge of society.
Yeah. And there's all these mock trailers that they show of shitty films that he made. Like one where he's a mermaid and shit like that.
Right.
That's him now. Fucking Jack and Jill came out 2 years after that.
Ugh.
Which I thought was a mock trailer when it came out. I couldn't fucking believe that was real. All right. And everything since then is the same thing.
He is following Eddie Murphy's career path.
You know what?
But his movies make money. That's what sucks. Eddie Murphy quit making money, but this fucking guy keeps making money.
Well, but I mean, Eddie Murphy's got Shrek money.
Eddie Murphy has Shrek money.
Yeah. He's got layers.
He's got Haunted Mansion money.
And that motherfucker is still funny as shit. He did an awards acceptance.
Yeah.
And the reason why Eddie Murphy didn't do Saturday Night Live is because everybody wanted him to do his
stand-up,
Cosby stuff.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm not doing Cosby. I'm not going into Cosby. I'm going to leave that fucking guy alone. You know. And then he comes on and accepts the award. And the first thing that comes out of his mouth is, Bill Cosby had all of his rewards. They asked everybody to give him back his reward. Give us our shit back, right? Yeah. And you think that fucking Bill Cosby would be standing here going like this? I'm not giving you back my fucking reward. He just went off. He did the whole Cosby thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's never missed a beat.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy needs to go back and do stand-up.
Fuck you. You know why I'm saying fuck you? Because 3 years ago, I fucking said that on a podcast, and you said no. You said, why? Why the fuck does he need to go back and do that? Go back. I'm fucking flabbergasted that you're saying that now.
Yeah, because that's not big news. 10 years ago, everybody's asking Eddie Murphy to come back and do stand-up.
I said three.
And it's been that way every year for the past 10 years.
And you totally disagreed with me.
I don't remember disagreeing with you. But
I remember that specifically.
I remember.
Thank you, Mark.
You yelled at him.
I always yell at him.
I know.
Oh, he used to browbeat the shit out of me when I was new. I was like, okay, Mike.
Nah, fuck that. You got to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, especially here.
My balls have gotten a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
A little.
A little bit.
They've inflated to the size of, I don't know.
You got balls, jawbreakers, bales.
All right. So, Ridiculous 6.
That's a quote.
I am going to give this, I think the lowest rating I can give it on the scale would be a 0.5. So that's what I'm going to give it is a 0.5.
I'm actually going to write Netflix and ask them for this month's refund.
You know what? I'm giving it a 0. Fuck that.
It's a 0.
It's a 0. It is.
It's worse than Pixels.
It is. This
it's
makes
worse
Pixels
than
fucking
any
entertaining.
Movie that's ever been made.
No.
Yes.
He's going to say it. He's going to say
no,
it.
No.
Ready? Say it.
Dolph Lundgren is the killing machine.
No, fuck no. That movie was awesome.
Comparatively, yes.
Yeah.
This actually has replaced the Dolph Lundgren as a killing machine scale.
There's
damn.
So now there's the Ridiculous 6 scale.
Okay.
Rad the movie.
No.
Ooh, Send Me an Angel. That was the theme song for that movie.
Heaven
send
Can Wait.
Send Me an Angel.
I love that song.
Or Heaven, Heavenly Bodies.
The name of the band was called Real Life.
Joe can come up with some weird shit.
I know.
That was obscure.
I used to watch Rad with my friend when I was a kid back in the 80s, man. He had that on videotape.
The Ice-T movie where he fucking has the bike fight on the train.
Oh, that's Ice Cube. That was a Biker Boys.
Yeah, Biker Boys.
Still not as bad.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
Still not as bad. Still not as bad. Nothing trumps this movie. The acting in those
the
movies
second
is
half
still
of
better.
G.I. Joe, the movie, the cartoon.
Still better.
I don't know.
What about G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra?
A 10 in comparison.
I don't know.
Okay. You know what? You know what? This makes G.I. Joe look fucking awesome.
Yeah. Justin Lin. Ugh. And he's directing fucking Star Trek.
Yeah.
Or is that the other guy? I got them all mixed up.
Justin Lin did some good jobs with some of the Fast and Furious movies. He walked away before it got really too bad.
He didn't direct the last one?
No. He didn't.
Who directed the last one?
I can't remember.
Is that the guy that directed G.I. Joe?
I can't, dude.
I think they're the same guy.
I don't know. They're Asian, so quit being racist. All right?
Chow or Cho.
They're all the same fucking guy, right?
Basically.
And yes. Shitty drivers? Yeah.
Mike Chow.
You know, I just realized something. Why would they have an Asian do a movie about racing cars?
Because they love racing cars. They're hella fast.
Hella fast, sorry.
Hera.
That wing make my car hella fast.
Spoiler.
Big wing, go
car. Did you see that one? The stupid fucking thing that's going around, the meme for spoilers? Is a Star Wars on a spoiler for, you know, a car spoiler?
Yeah.
Somehow Star Wars has even worked its way into your podcast.
It's going to.
Oh, dude. Star Wars, because there's this whole mentioned every episode.
It's
like the main reference point.
Yeah, it's a what do you call it? It's a drinking game.
Mm. When we talk about cool directors, we talk about Tarantino. When we talk about best films ever, we usually talk about Star Wars.
Yeah,
as a reference point.
Well, but I mean, I told you what some of my best films were. And
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, like Lace and what?
Arsenic and Old Lace.
Arsenic and Old
One,
Lace.
1, 2, 3, and
yeah, and Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just listen to that on the way here. All right.
Electric.
So.
I'm depressed.
Ridiculous
I'm,
Six.
I'm physically depressed.
I give a zero. It is an absolute diarrhea, dysentery, fucking wall spray piece of shit.
What's that donkey shot?
Yes.
Terrible.
And then the corn chunks are flying so fucking hard out of my butthole, they went through the wall.
Didn't even know that.
All right. That's how shitty this movie is. I know. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yet it gets produced.
All right. So let's move on. All right.
I would rather watch a rabid skunk give birth to stillborn skunks.
And then eat them?
And then fucking eat them and then throw them up. Then watch this piece of shit.
And then
again.
Eat the throw up?
Whatever. Two girls, one rabid skunk. That's what. Yeah, that's right. Think about it. Get choked up.
All I could think of, there was a scene I watched in a movie that had the hand puppet skunk fucking a dog. I can't remember what stupid movie that was.
I would rather watch a movie called Two Girls and a Goiter.
Yeah, definitely. I'd rather watch
Two girls and a drained cyst.
I almost said that, too.
Mm.
Tasty.
There's a lot of places we can go with this. Have you seen the worst?
I would rather.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming down to.
Right when he said that, I was like, oh, fuck, Mike's ready for it.
Have you seen the worst death scene in movie history? How are you with blood and guts and, like, actual death scenes?
Bring it on, motherfucker.
There's one that I watched and I almost threw up.
I think Happy Tree Friends has grossed me out more than anything.
No, there's one that's got, who was it?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell is the movie...
Breakdown?
No,
it was just recently released Western,
and he has an interaction with the natives.
Okay.
You've never seen
his buddies are caught?
No. Is it where, don't tell me it's going to be in the bag, right?
Huh?
Is it one where they're put in a bag? Because they did something like that in the movie called The Missing with Tommy Lee Jones.
No, fuck no.
It's fucking brutal.
No, not even close.
Okay.
Brutal doesn't describe this.
Go ahead.
It doesn't. It's...
I grew up watching 80s horror films. I'm good.
I mean, but it's the visual. Speaking, yeah. It doesn't really mean much. So he's with his two buddies, and they've been captured by the natives.
Uh-huh.
And the natives are going to kill his buddy.
Yeah.
And so they have these axes, and they hold him up. The two guys hold him by his arms, and they scalp him.
Yeah.
And take the top of his head off.
While he's alive.
While he's still alive.
Yeah.
Then take his hair and shove it in his mouth. And then take a spike and hammer his hair into the roof of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flip this guy over and spread his legs like handstand style, mm-hmm. and start chopping at his nuts with an axe.
That's what's inducing.
Until he splits in half,
mm-hmm.
and all of his shit comes spilling out.
Yeah, that's fucking, that's Mortal Kombat shit right there.
It's real, like visually, the sounds of the guy being torn in half.
Yeah.
And the screams, I mean, when they're nailing the hair to the roof of his mouth.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking brutal.
Is it? Okay.
Unbelievably brutal. I wish I could find it and watch.
I have seen, yeah. I look, once I saw this 4-hour videotape called Death, where it's real footage of people being killed around the world.
No, it's not real footage.
The shit I saw was real. People being executed by guns.
All that stuff was made up.
No, that's Faces of Death was made up. Faces of Death was made up. The guy even admitted to making most of that shit up. But I'm talking about this one that's just called Death. And it is goddamn brutal. It's
Bone Tomahawk. That's what it's called.
It's torture from
the
Middle East. Executions from the Middle East.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you fucking said it wasn't real.
It's not, but okay.
Sure.
Yell at him.
Continue.
Anyway, things like that, I can still watch them. Because especially when it's not real. I don't ever want to see real shit ever again. But because real shit stays with you for too long. But when it's in a movie, I'm fine because I've seen it all, man. I grew up watching Sleepaway Camp since I was like 4.
Yeah, but Sleepaway Camp is tame compared to some of the shit.
Well, yeah, but when you're 4, holy shit! I mean, you know, fucking chick cuts a dude's head off and then stand there with a dick.
You know, I don't know why you're watching it at 4, but whatever.
Because yeah, Mama loved me.
Bone Tomahawk. You need to watch that shit later. I'm not even gonna watch it right now because it's
brutal.
Damn, it stuck with you, huh?
It did. All right. Shit don't bother me, man. That fucking got me. All right. And I was at work, like, sitting in my office,
bored,
reading Reddit.
Yeah.
And it was under just movies, like, hey, this is the most brutal thing I've ever seen. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It didn't even have, like, the not safe for work tag under it or nothing. And I fucking clicked it, and I was like, I got sick watching it.
Damn. The thought of someone being grinded on the ground, that's fucking brutal. To me, just grind it until it goes all the way up in them, man. Like on asphalt. That is
still easier to watch than this Adam Sandler movie.
And there's the punchline.
Pow.
So all of that, circle back, the death scene in any movie, still easier to watch than Adam Sandler's piece of shit.
All right. You got anything else about Ridiculous 6?
Fuck no.
All right, good.
Fuck this movie.
All right. So Netflix pick of the week. Mine is actually a Hulu film. And it is called A Most Wanted Man. It came out in 2014, has an 88% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and it is Philip Seymour Hoffman's one of his final films. All right. It also stars Robin Wright and Willem Dafoe and Rachel McAdams.
William Dafoe.
I always used to fucking always call him Willem.
It's like when I say Ash versus Evil Undead.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe. It is set in Hamburg, Germany, where
Hamburg.
Philip Seymour Hoffman works for an anti-terrorist group, but it's not the kind like Jack Bauer and shit like that. It's more like this subtle thing where it's covert, where he has, spies.
Like sneakers.
Yeah, and he's trying to catch Al-Qaeda and shit like that. But the way that the German government approaches terrorism is different than anybody else, you know, and This movie is really slow. It is slow all the way through until you get to the last 10 minutes. And the last 10 minutes is like a really good payoff because it's so tense and you don't know what's going to happen. And it doesn't end. There's no happy ending to this movie. It's like, fuck, that's fucked up kind of ending, you know, because it gets you into the characters. Philip Seymour Hoffman with a German accent, he doesn't overplay it. He's very subtle and quiet throughout the whole film, like he's, you know, coming down off of his heroin that he died from. And
I was going to say he has time to work on it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but it's not a, you know what, if you love Philip Seymour Hoffman, it's good to see one of his final performances. But otherwise, a good final 10 minutes doesn't make up for a very slow hour and 50 minutes before that. So take it or leave it. I've seen much better this year, like Bridge of Spies and shit like that. So anyway, it's called Most Wanted Man on Hulu. There we go.
Mine is the Canon Films documentary called Electric Boogaloo.
And it's actually on Netflix.
And it is on Netflix. All we right. had watched it right after we watched Ridiculous 6.
Yes.
It's when there's two guys, Golan and Globus.
Wild and Crazy.
And what they did was they bought Canon Films and decided, because they've always wanted to be movie makers.
Yeah.
And they ended up creating, just in the 80s, over 200 films. They were at one point, they were doing 90 movies a year.
Well, then in 2 years, they'd already be already at that.
Exactly. It didn't take them that long. But towards the end, they were doing about 90
They make movies like some people make porn.
Yeah. They were doing a movie a week.
Yeah.
And anything that's in the 80s that you've seen missing in action. Fucking
Death Wish 2.
Yeah, Death Wish 2, Death 3, 4, 5.
Well, not Death Wish 1. They bought the rights for Death Wish, and then they did all the sequels to Death Wish.
I believe that...
Is that Mr. Seagal?
No, that was Charles Bronson. Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
I believe that they produced Death Wish.
They might have. I don't know.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Until it fell apart.
Yeah.
You know, they basically leveraged themselves.
They're
right
the No Limit Records of the movie industry.
Yeah. So this is a really, really good story. And it even talks, and the reason why they call it Electric Boogaloo is because one of the biggest hits was Breaking.
Yeah.
Or Breakin'. And they decided to do Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo, but nobody understood what the hell the story was. Yeah. And it just got...
Even the actors weren't happy with it.
Yeah. It just got completely out of control.
Yeah.
So instead of leveraging and making two or three films or five films a year where one of them is that the death scene? Where one of them is making the money and then the other ones are just kind of sustaining and paying the bills, they just they just went apeshit crazy, and they didn't care. And they weren't taking the money and spending it on lavish parties and whatever else. They were taking the money and reinvesting it into the company. Unfortunately, it was costing more to make the movies than it was that they were getting it.
Yeah.
So highly recommended. It's called Electric Boogaloo. It's a Canon Films documentary.
All right. So before we start talking about all the movie trailers that came out this week, why don't you talk about Idris Elba?
No. No, because you want to watch that fucking Bone Tomahawk thing?
I planned the fucking shit out right, and you're going to fuck with me?
Yes.
In all fairness, I gave it to him.
I'm kidding.
Like herpes.
He loves to always throw a little wrench in shit.
I'm the monkey in the wrench.
Fucking A.
Scooby-dooby-doo, motherfuckers.
Pain in the ass.
Have you seen the Cleveland Show version of Die Hard? The Cleveland Show parody of Die Hard? Mm-mm. So instead of saying yippee-ki-yay, Cleveland says Scooby-dooby-doo.
Nice.
That's my awesome. Kids saw that before they saw Die Hard, and so when we were watching it last night, they kept thinking, hey, that was on the Cleveland episode. I'm like, fuck, okay, great.
I still don't understand why you let your kids watch that shit, but whatever.
It's the best Christmas movie ever made.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard?
It is an action movie.
I don't care
with
what you say.
Christmas is...
You are not allowed to remove my opinion your words.
It's not a Christmas movie.
In my world, it is.
Can't be.
Yes, it can. It happened during Christmas time. It's a Christmas movie.
Right, but it only happened during Christmas time.
You ain't coming back from that shit.
They're
chopping him right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's gnarly, isn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's some Fangoria shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
Damn, that is some good production.
Yeah.
Good prop.
I think those guys could actually be arrested for what just happened.
Damn. Not bad, man.
Kind of like the original Cannibal movie.
Yeah.
If I knew that was real, that would fuck with me. That's how bad that is.
Yeah. It's so fucking bad.
That's not bad, though. I mean, they did a really good job with the makeup and all that shit.
I can't watch that shit.
You don't want to watch that if you can't watch that.
Like I said, I'm desensitized, man. I watched so much gory shit in the fucking 80s.
I've watched the same shit.
Yeah.
And then some. I can separate stupid horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
And then like the first time that I see Red Asphalt.
Oh, yeah. Well, like real life, man.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't watch this shit. And I have to watch it because I'm in the stupid ticket class, you know, back in the 80s or whatever. I'm like, well, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm walking the fuck out of here. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to catch my breath.
I'm
going to
do
what
I want because I'm Mike Sutherland.
And he's like, well, okay.
Well,
this is
ticket?
Where you're supposed to say, smoke them if you got them.
How'd you get a ticket? Doing what I want.
I was doing 90 and a 35.
Doing what the fuck I want.
With a car full of kids.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly the day it happened. It was
fucking
opening.
Parent of the year.
It was opening night. Batman, the original Batman.
1989.
I got a ticket for doing 90 on Luther Road.
Do what I want.
Luther. On fucking Luther.
There's I was no doing consequences. 90 miles
an hour. Holy shit.
There was no stop signs.
It's like driving fast in Frisco on Luther, man.
Yeah. I was hauling ass. And then I saw the cop and I slowed down and passed him about 35 and he pulled me over. He's like, I'll just give you a ticket for 50.
Thank you.
I'm like, I was doing much faster than I was like, yeah, I know.
I ditched a cop on Luther Road once. I was fucking flying, going like 75. Came down the hill and he passed and he looked at us and he flipped a bitch. Like, but he was on the hill. And by the time he flipped a bitch, I was already at the top of the next hill.
Yeah.
And I just, boom, took the next right.
Yep.
And I was gone.
I got out of some serious shit once where I had some friends at a high school. We were just hanging out in the parking lot and they were smoking weed. Thank God I wasn't smoking weed that night. And we get in the car, we're driving around, and for some reason, I was such an impressionable idiot back then. This was back in the late 90s, that this one guy who I didn't know was right in the back with us, friend of a friend, and he says, oh, just drive with the lights off. Fine, fuck it, I'll drive with the lights off, right? And I'm driving, all of a sudden, we're in this brand new area in Antelope, and this cop starts driving by, and I'm like, ah, fuck. So I turn the lights on, and I start driving like I'm, you know, just, I live there, right? Act like you've been here, right?
Yeah.
So I'm driving, and I turn right on the street, and it's a fucking dead-end court. And so I pull into a driveway, and I park there like we live there. But it's a brand new house that doesn't have anyone in there, right? Cop drives by. We wait about 5 minutes, and then I pull out, and I start going. Cop was waiting right there at the end of the block waiting for us to come out. So we start going, and we're going around the corner, and he's creeping up slow, so he's not on our ass yet. Well, my buddy, being smart, he fucking does a hook shot out the window with the weed pipe and all the weed into this fucking yard. And it was when the cop couldn't see us. So didn't see shit. Right. And the next thing you know, we go about another block. Cop fucking hits the lights.
You just couldn't put it in the trunk?
No, they searched everything, dude. Seriously.
Can't.
They did at this time because they took advantage. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cop hits the lights and he fucking calls everyone. And in the span of like 2 minutes or less, six cars show up and they have us all surrounded. They have each one of us get out of the car one at a time. Have me sit in the back because I'm the
16-year-old kids.
We had a couple minors in there.
Fucking jerk off cops.
And, oh man, we got out of it. But, I mean, thank God. It just, you know, even this one kid, he had a fucking gun lighter on him. And the cop's searching him, and all of a sudden he goes, is this a gun? Is this a gun? And the kid's all, it's a lighter! It's a lighter! Fucking pulls it out, and it's a fucking gun. That's a lighter.
Still, it's not illegal.
I know, but all the kids that were with me were Mexican. And dude, the cops were acting super racist that night.
Well, that's profiling.
Yeah.
And that's what cops do.
But dude, right when the cop said, is this a gun? Every cop put their hand on their fucking holsters and started closing in on them and shit. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, fuck, dude, what the hell? So I'm never doing this again. Never. Never.
Never going to ride in a car with minors with weed ever again?
I'm not trusting that shit, no. Because
you should have thought about
it. It was my grandma's car, dude. And luckily, insurance wasn't the law at the time, so I didn't have to worry about that. But I was, you know what I did? I was cool with the cop. I made jokes and shit while I was in the backseat of the car, made him laugh, and he was cool with me, so he let us go.
Were you like physically telling him jokes?
Yeah. Well, not like fucking slapstick shit, but just, bullshitting with him and stuff and listening to them bullshit.
Three cops are on top of the Golden Gate Bridge, and they jump off. Who hits first? Who fucking cares?
No, here's one. What's brown and sticky?
What?
A stick. Fucking A. Here's one. All right. Bear with me on this joke. And don't cut this from the show.
No, I won't.
So, I got two jokes, actually. Four guys are in a boat. They all have a cigarette. But none of them have a lighter. One guy decides to pitch his cigarette overboard. Now the boat is a whole cigarette lighter.
That's bad. It is bad. All right, what else?
What do you call four Mexicans in a sinking raft?
What?
Cuatro Cinco. That's racist, I know.
But I'm still not cutting it.
But it's funny. It's funny.
Still not cutting it.
Even the Mexicans would be like, oh, shit. That's my Mexican accent.
That's bad.
Oh, shit.
All right.
So they're starting to cast the Dark Tower series.
Yes.
Dead Air.
And I don't know. Yeah.
That's well, what's cool about an editing process.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
We could sit here for... We've done that.
We literally sat there
and read our phones for like 5 minutes. And just dead air or longer.
Brain farted, dude, like crazy.
So I just truncate the
Mike used to do this thing when he would talk about a movie. He would look up a certain actor that most people don't even know existed. And he'll read every fucking movie they've ever done.
I still do it.
And I just want to fucking hang myself when he's doing it. I'm like, dude, come on.
But then Joe goes on and on about idiotic shit, too.
Son of the Mask was better than this movie.
Damn.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, of course. It had Ben Stein in it.
Son of the Mask.
Megaforce was better than this movie.
I don't even know what that is.
With Barry Boswick.
Super Mario Brothers was a better movie than
this. Mario Brothers was the shit.
That was a fucking shitty movie.
That had John Leguizamo in it.
Yeah, and Bob Hoskins.
And Bob Hoskins, who's dead.
Right.
Yes, he is dead.
And Dennis Hopper.
So what was better? Super Mario Brothers, the movie, or the TV show with
Captain Lou Albano?
The show was way better.
Yeah.
The cartoon,
Yeah.
The cartoon.
Dude, Mario!
Right.
You should watch that, man.
Yeah. Still both better than this.
Yes.
Let's never speak of this movie again. It should not be named. It's banished.
It's the Voldemort of movies.
It's banished to the third realm. The Leprechaun 7.
Every Leprechaun movie is better than this fucking movie.
Jason X is better than this fucking movie.
That's too far.
Seriously?
No, I'm just playing. I never saw that movie.
We should just went completely quiet.
Yeah, just stare at you.
Hello?
Cue the crickets.
Yeah.
All right. So
Idris Elba has been tapped to play a character by the name of Roland Deschain. Roland is the main character.
Yes. And they were going to have Javier Bardem.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, thinking about the character. Now, Roland, as depicted in the books, is a white guy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table, but he's the last gunslinger ever in this world.
Wasteland.
No, in this world.
Okay.
It's not just a wasteland.
Okay.
And it ties in a lot of King's books. So it's all interesting that the way it's all tied together. However, there's a lot of people that don't like the fact that Idris Elba is playing this guy because he's black.
Yeah.
And I thought about it. At first, I was like, look, I mean, if a character is depicted as one color, it doesn't matter what color. If a character is depicted this way, that's the way he should be depicted on the screen.
Like
white,
in
black,
book.
Indifferent, doesn't matter, right? But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, if it fits the story, I mean, what the fuck does it matter? I mean, if you read Stephen King's books, a lot of it's left open for interpretation according to color, race, creed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, if Idris Elba is going to play this character, as long as they do the character justice, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because in the end, it's all about the story.
Yeah, that's how I felt about him being James Bond.
Yeah, but the reason why it won't work for him to be James Bond is because they've already established over 50 years that James Bond's a white guy. James Bond is a white guy.
Yeah.
So unless they come up with that whole...
So if they had done Casino Royale with Idris Elba, then you'd be okay.
No. They've already established over 50 years that James Bond is a white guy.
All right.
But didn't you state in our last gathering that 007 was merely a designation?
That's what I was going to get to. So thank you for bringing that up. Now, what would change all that is if they use the theory that 007 and the James Bond stature is really just like a
moniker?
A rank.
Yeah.
Okay? That would work. But the way that Ian Fleming has written it is that he's this guy, that's his story.
Yeah.
So whether they have different guys playing, as long as he's a white guy, it doesn't matter. I like the theory of the James Bond rank. 007 in James Bond is a title that you earn, and therefore you can use that.
Yeah, even though in Skyfall it shows that he was born as James Bond.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, that being said, I don't have a problem with Idris Elba playing the Roland character from the Dark Tower series.
Yeah.
It's just a character. And I think that anybody that gets pissed off, I mean, they get pissed off at John Boyega, you know, being a black stormtrooper. They get pissed off at you know, anything that fucking twists the
But you can't disagree that it doesn't jive with the previous films.
Well, the thing is, if people would
and the clones.
If people would pay attention, they would realize that the clones aren't in this. The clones have died out, or they're not being produced anymore.
Not the
correct.
I guess we don't really know.
You don't know.
Nobody knows.
They didn't shut down the cloning facility.
No, they didn't blow it up. It was still going.
That's you made that up.
Yeah, quit making shit up, fucker.
I recall it being. Fuck. God damn it! What did I remember hearing that from? Whatever. I can't even think of it at the moment.
It was outlawed by Palpatine, but he still uses the Sparty cloning tape.
Some weird back page Star Wars porn shit you were reading.
Yeah, your like, Star Wars porn fan fiction.
Oh, the fuck clones, yeah, man. The clones. Oh,
but what it is the backstory between episodes 3 and 4 is that he outlawed cloning, but he still uses cloning.
On my face, you will come.
And then on top of that,
Yoda's not in this one.
On top of that, they actively clone people anyways. That's their business.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's happened between the end of episode 3 up until now with the whole cloning thing.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that people jump to conclusions. What if he's what if he's just wearing a stormtrooper outfit?
He's not. He's a stormtrooper.
He's a
first order stormtrooper.
The teaser trailer explained that shit. When they're in the shuttle and it's shaking.
Yeah.
And you see the short guy?
And you see the short guy, and then the door opens.
Yeah.
And then he was in there.
Okay.
Well, he was part of the strike team.
I mean, if you see different heights of stormtroopers, and you got to assume right there that they're not clones.
Well, yeah, but the whole point being is that they're not, we don't know if they have clones in the army or not, but they've also started taking people from regular rank and file and adding them into the army. It's called the New Order for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's all about taking back what's theirs. Now, John Boyega as a black stormtrooper. Okay, so what? They can't have black people in the fucking Star Wars universe?
Black Jedi.
Yeah.
I just don't see why anyone made it an issue.
Exactly.
Nobody had a problem with Samuel Jackson.
Right,
no,
but
because,
Samuel Jackson
was calling out for a purple lightsaber. That's why.
But nobody had a problem with his color.
And the problem with that is everybody thinks that Samuel L. Jackson's the first one with a purple lightsaber, and he wasn't.
Dude, Grand Wizards love Samuel L. Jackson. They think he's a bad motherfucker.
I don't think so.
Roll with it, bitch.
It's going too far.
All right.
But yeah, as far as any lead actor that takes the role of what's supposed to be this white character stuff,
yeah,
as long as they do the character justice, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Star Wars, Dark Tower, whatever else, you know?
Now, making Green Lantern a fag, that's a little too much.
I have to cut that out.
I'm just joking.
Why do you have to cut that out?
Fucking Rajon Rondo.
Oh, you don't want to offend gay people?
I don't care.
The straight guy said the F word.
Yeah.
Let's cover a list of, we'll do that later. I've got a list of movies that may or may not be worse than this one.
Okay. Fuck it.
Do it. Because we the only thing we got left is trailers.
This
do
is
it.
From the 2010s do on. It. The Last Airbender.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty.
I saw that in the drive-in.
I cried.
I still haven't seen that movie.
I cried when I saw it because...
Based on what you said.
Because Laura and I watched that series religiously.
Yep.
I've seen probably every episode of that cartoon at least 10 times.
And it's a good series.
That's how good that series is.
Yeah.
And you don't watch
it. When Shyamalama Ding Dong made that movie, I almost broke down.
When I saw it, I noticed the bad acting. And I don't notice bad acting very often, unless it's blatantly bad acting. I noticed it. That's how fucking shitty that movie was.
Ong.
I don't think
they called him Ong. His name is Aang. Right out of the gate, they were calling him Ong.
That's because M. Night Shyamalan thinks that he's better than everybody else. So his.
They couldn't even get the names right out of the gate. The casting was bad.
I thought that
none of the characters were portrayed as they were in the cartoon.
I thought that they casted the kid that plays Aang.
Ong. He was maybe the only good, and he was still a terrible actor. It was like watching the little kid in Star Wars.
Yeah, Jake Lloyd.
Yeah, him. Yeah. It was that bad.
I mentioned him recently. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's why it's familiar.
Yeah.
This could be on par with The Last Airbender, but the visual effects in The Last Airbender were pretty fucking incredible.
I still say Last Airbender is better than this movie.
No, I think
see,
so.
See, the
ooh.
What's the word? The bell curve is I Dolph think, Lundgren is the killing machine.
No, I think this might take the cake on the bell
Last
curve.
Airbender is a shitty adaptation.
Yeah.
But it's not as
Dolph
bad.
Dolph Lundgren. It's still not Dolph Lundgren.
Okay. Jack and Jill.
Yes.
I never saw it, and I don't ever need to see it.
Yeah.
I saw a trailer for it, and I was like, fuck this movie. Yeah.
Like I said, when it came out, I thought it was a mock trailer. So. I really thought it was fake.
Here's, so Jack and Jill is worse than Dolph Lundgren.
I think that also has a 0%.
Hold on. That's my boy.
Ugh. That movie is fucking awful.
I actually thought that was funny.
Oh.
I didn't love it, but I thought it was funny.
Oh, shit.
You love the soundtrack. I remember that.
Well, the soundtrack, of course, because it's got Van Halen.
But I've only seen That's My Boy once, so I got to go back
to
it.
The only good part about That's My Boy was the chick that played the teacher at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. She was hot.
All right. I never heard of this movie. Food Fight.
Yes.
2012.
Never saw it.
It's got directed by Larry Kasanoff.
Okay.
Has Charlie Sheen and Wayne Brady and Hillary Duff.
It's got the Hiv.
Well, he wasn't positive in this movie.
In 2010?
12.
Yeah, he was.
He was
3 years.
He has been positive for 4 years.
I thought it was 3. Okay.
Yeah, he was already spreading the love.
2010, actually, is when he was.
2012, Run for Your Wife.
Never even fucking
I've
heard of that
of
one.
That. I totally forgot about it, but what I've heard of it.
Has it got Cedric the Entertainer in it?
Danny Dyer.
No, don't
Denise
know.
Van Outen.
Nope.
Sarah Harding and Ray Cooney.
No, no.
These are block. These are like big budget movies. By the way, this is not
Run for Your Wife.
Movie 43.
Yes,
I have not seen that
movie. And it's got Hugh Jackman in it that has a pair of balls on his fucking chin.
It's on my Netflix queue, but I still have not watched it. Every time I see
he's trying
my
to
list.
Eat soup.
Next one's a Bollywood film, but I'm not.
It probably sounds better than it looks.
It's fucking hilarious.
Bollywood films don't count.
No.
French drama films don't count.
No
foreign films, really.
Yeah, that's.
Unless they're Americanized foreign films like Brick Mansions or something.
Ugh. That movie is almost
Battlefield
bad.
Earth.
Ooh, that is goddamn horrendous.
Ridiculous 6 is still worse than Battlefield Earth.
Wow.
Yeah, because I can actually laugh at how bad John Travolta is in that movie.
Yes.
Boy.
When he laughs, it is goddamn horrible.
Yeah, you can sit and watch Battlefield Earth.
I can't.
And not feel guilty about watching it because you know how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
But with Ridiculous 6.
How about Freddy Got Fingered?
Fuck that movie.
Freddy Got Fingered, even though it sucked big fucking balls, it still had a lot of hilarious parts in it.
Daddy, do you want some sausage?
Daddy, do you want some sausage?
It's got Rip Torn in it, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck me.
Oh, Glitter.
I never saw Glitter with Mariah
still
Carey.
Not as bad as Ridiculous 6.
That was during her crazy phase.
Yes.
Master of Disguise.
Still not as bad.
I actually enjoyed that.
I love that movie. Brent Spiner, every time he laughs, he farts. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Look, Dana Carvey overdoes it as always.
But
it's still funnier than shit.
From Justin to Kelly.
I never saw that.
Still a better movie than Ridiculous 6.
I never saw it, and I refuse to see shit like that.
Okay. Let's.
Any Britney Spears movie.
Crossroads wasn't bad, dude. Crossroads was not bad. I'll stand by that.
I like the original with Steve Vai and Ralph Macchio.
All right.
Geely.
Oh, Geely?
Geely.
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 Geely, I thought, also wasn't as bad as they knocked
Geely.
It.
Geely.
I didn't think it was a good movie, but I didn't think it was the worst movie of the year.
How about the sequel to it, Jersey Girl?
Jersey Girl also was not that bad.
Yeah, true. It's got Carlin in it, too.
It's not a bad movie. It's just not a great movie.
It's a bad movie.
It's got Carlin in it.
Catwoman. Halle Berry.
Still that, not as bad as Ridiculous
Catwoman
Six.
Sucked. I don't remember anything about it. I just remember Sharon Stone was a shitty villain, and Catwoman, I couldn't take anything seriously with it. But
I never watched it. But still not as bad as Ridiculous Six.
Air Bud.
Oh, God.
A John Hughes movie, funny enough.
Yeah.
Serious?
He, John Hughes,
he created
wrote
the Air Buds?
All the Air Buds and all the Beethovens, and he wrote them over a weekend.
Super Babies. Baby Geniuses Part 2.
Still not as bad as Ridiculous 6.
Wow. We're really getting into it now.
Damn.
Alone in the Dark.
Not a bad movie.
That was a video game adaptation.
Yes.
That movie sucked. Wasn't that where Tara Reid is a scientist?
Is that the one?
Yes. You can't. I can't fucking buy her as a scientist. Get the fuck out of here.
I can.
Okay. Here's,
I can't say that with a straight face.
Here's one. This might do it.
I'd still fuck her, though.
Well, of course. She's a vagina. So, here. The Hottie and the Naughty.
Never saw it.
Paris Hilton.
Ugh.
Probably not as bad as Ridiculous Six.
Ugh. You ever heard any of her songs, her singles?
I don't listen to her.
Ugh.
I can't even stand listening
she
to her.
She did one with Lil Wayne, and it was goddamn horrendous.
I'd still fuck her.
I like the 2 Chainz. All I Want for My Birthday is a Big Booty Hoe.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Oh, Ford Fairlane's amazing.
Troll 2.
Still not as bad as Ridiculous 6.
Ghoulies.
Still not as bad. Ghoulies 2, Ghoulies 3.
Oh, boy. North?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's with Elijah Wood, isn't it?
Yeah. Directed by Rob Reiner. 1994. Yeah. Or 93. It was 93 or 94.
Awful movie, 94. But
okay.
Not as bad as...
I saw that in theaters. It was fucking boring. But it still wasn't as bad as this.
Showgirls.
No. Showgirls is fun. It can't be fun.
Yeah, especially the masturbation scene.
I love it. Every time the sexual tension between her and Gina Gershon.
The whole strip club, the strip club room.
I get it. It was a bad movie.
Oh, it was a bad movie.
Oh, yeah, it can't be bad. It's
striptease.
I love striptease. I think it's fucking hilarious. I think
Burt Reynolds oiling himself down.
I can feel it squishing in between my toes. Ving Rhames is hilarious in it.
Batman and Robin.
Robert Patrick is hilarious in it.
Shitty movie, but not as
bad
as
Batman and Robin.
Not, no.
That had Chris O'Donnell as Robin.
Oh, gayscapades. Yeah, I love gayscapades.
Fuck
you, Joel
There's
Schumacher.
A great theory about Batman, the Batman and Robin movies, that they all exist in the Batman universe as TV shows, as the TV show.
Huh.
So
okay.
Instead of the 60s Batman,
yeah.
It's the what's his name?
Oh, Adam West?
No, the director of Batman and Robin.
Oh, Schumacher.
Yeah, Joel Schumacher's films of Batman and Robin are the actual TV show.
Okay. Ugh.
So this...
I can find some entertainment value in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
These are the movies that Rotten Tomatoes have. These are 0% rated movies. Let's start something more relevant.
A movie?
Not going back to like 1960.
Oh. Right, yeah. Just
let's do like, you know, like
15 years, whatever.
Yeah.
15 years?
80s. I don't give a shit.
So let's start with... Okay.
Pick the movies that you know.
I know all these movies. They're terrible. Police Academy 4.
Awful
I
movie,
loved,
but not as
I
bad
love
as...
I love Citizens on Patrol.
Jaws the Revenge.
Not as bad as Ridiculous 6.
Not as bad.
You make the cringe face like someone's stepping on your nuts.
Because I forgot about shitty movies.
Fucking awful movie.
I forgot about the shitty movies.
The Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Equal.
Equal.
Equal. Yep.
It's pretty bad.
I'd have to say equal.
Okay. And that was recently on TV, too.
I don't ever want to see
Johnny Be Good.
Not as bad, but still a shitty movie.
I saw that in theaters when it was new, and I have not seen it since, and I can't make a judgment call on it. Because I liked it when I was a kid.
If Judas Priest says they will never, ever play that fucking song ever after they recorded it, it's a bad movie.
Mac and Me.
I saw that.
Not as bad as really
good.
The only good part about Mac and Me is when Paul Rudd goes on Conan to promote his new films.
Oh, yes.
And he, every single time, he does the Mac and Me thing where the kid in the wheelchair goes off the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And the little alien's like, ooh, his little ears are wiggling and shit. That's actually funny. That's what makes that
his
movie okay.
I haven't seen
his
Mac
promotional
and Me.
Clip.
I haven't seen Mac and Me since I was a kid. And I liked it as a kid, but I know it sucks.
Daryl. What about Daryl?
I never saw Daryl.
The Neverending Story Part 2.
Ooh.
Shitty movie, but not as bad as Ridiculous 6.
Damn. That movie did suck big balls.
Okay, here we go. Delta Force 2.
No. See, I can... that's a no for me, at least.
Ooh. Aces, Iron Eagle 3.
Oh, God, that was awful.
It was bad, but I don't remember. It was.
That's when Louis Gossett Jr. is driving around in that P-38.
That's when the trailer for that is on every videotape you rented that year.
Correct.
Every fucking
now,
videotape.
Now, keep in mind, these are all 0% Rotten Tomato movies.
Still not as bad as Ridiculous 6 because I can find some form of entertainment in that.
Look Who's Talking Now.
Ooh.
I'm surprised that's still a 0% movie.
It had a little bit of charisma to it. Yeah. It wasn't great. It was not great in any way whatsoever.
If it has more than three laughs in it, it's still a better movie than Ridiculous 6.
House Party 3.
Nope. Bernie Mac was funnier than shit in that movie.
Okay. Car 54, Where Are You?
I never saw it.
Buster Poindexter is Buster fucking Poindexter. Hilarious in that movie.
Yeah. Is he?
Yes. Okay. And it has John C. McGinley. It Can Never Be Bad for Me.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right. It's Pat the Movie.
Ooh.
With God. Chris?
She was like pre-Cartman. It was like Cartman fucked the Garbage Pail Kid.
No, yeah. See, still not as bad. It's a bad movie, but...
I saw that. I saw that in theaters, dude, and it was fucking bad.
It's not as bad as Ridiculous 6, though.
A Low Down Dirty Shame.
I love that movie.
I like that movie.
That got zero?
It got a zero.
I fucking love that movie.
It's
just cheesy. Make sure you smoke his ass like a motherfucking pack of cools.
The Leprechaun is on here multiple times.
Leprechaun.
But when you
it's
think
always
of Leprechaun,
better when it's bigger.
No, the only you know what makes Leprechaun movies good is the Wayne's World scene where he's freaking out. When, like,
just stop it, all right? You're scaring me.
Yeah. So I automatically get that.
I'm the Leprechaun.
No.
These are a bunch of movies I never heard of.
Name some of them.
Beowulf is on here.
No, not the one. Not it can't be.
1999?
Nope.
No, that's not.
No, Beowulf with Robert Zemeckis is 2007.
The 1999 one was
that movie
awful.
Was weird to me.
Most people, everyone I talk to doesn't
like
it.
I didn't not like it.
Yeah.
But the animation threw me off.
See? I love it. I love Beowulf.
I wasn't expecting it.
Uh-huh. Well, because some things looked really good, and then some things didn't.
Like Angelina Jolie did not look good. She looked completely animated.
I know, but her body was still fucking banging.
That's a fucking fake body.
You guys would fuck an open can of tuna.
Well, bring it on. Fuck it. I'll wash that smell off, too.
I bet you would.
Not me. I would bang an open can of tuna.
Beethoven's third and fourth.
Awful. But oh, John Hughes wrote them.
He's rolling over in that fucking grave.
Dude, John Hughes could write a fucking script in 2 days.
Yeah. Pinocchio. 2002 Pinocchio.
Oh, that's the one with the guy, the year before that, the guy who starred in that. He was an Italian actor, and he
won
the Oscar.
Oh, Il Postino. Oh, I know who that is.
He won the Oscar for Life is Beautiful. I think it was Life is Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't think of his name right. I think it's Roberto
Benigni.
I was going to say Panini.
Same difference.
The Crow, Wicked Prayer.
Oh,
I've never seen it.
That's the third one, I think, or third or fourth one.
But not as bad as Ridiculous 6.
I only saw the first two Crows.
Goodness gracious.
Even City of Angels is way better than fucking Ridiculous 6.
Again, I don't know any of these movies. They're so bad that Beer for My Horses, Cover, Long Weekend, A Beautiful Life.
A Beautiful.
Lost Boys, The Tribe.
Yeah, that movie was pretty awful.
That's straight to video shit, man.
Yeah. Breaking Point.
Oh, is that with Wesley Snipes?
Mm-hmm.
That got a zero?
Fred the Movie.
Oh.
That movie is shitty.
That had John Cena in it, didn't it?
I'll tell you what. That kid is still funnier than Adam Sandler was
in Ridiculous
6.
My kids went
through
a phase
6.
Where they fucking loved Fred, and I couldn't stand the motherfucker. I wanted to kill him. I wanted to break my TV.
The minute his helium-induced voice hit the fucking airwaves and rattled through my brain was like an ice pick.
Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star.
Fucking, that movie's still not as bad as Ridiculous
better.
Shit.
It's still better.
It's
ridiculous
still better.
Shit.
Wow.
Him and his small penis, but he could ejaculate like a motherfucker.
None of these are actual. These are all.
Is Grandma's Boy on there?
No. I really liked Grandma's Boy.
I do. It has a lot of moments.
I actually like to get stoned out of my fucking
mind. Sit on my face.
Yeah. Quiet. Wake up my roommates. Days and Nights. Once Upon a Time in Brooklyn.
No.
That just came out in the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, these are all.
It's like straight to video shit.
Straight to video. The Walking Deceased. What?
You know what we should do?
Dirt 2.
Yeah, that came out this year.
I still haven't seen it, and I've heard people say it's pretty funny.
It's just like a time thing, It's a Wonderful Life kind of storyline with it or something. Time travel or some shit.
So those are all the movies that this piece of shit compares with.
We should go to Walmart and buy some of these shitty $5 movies and watch them and review them.
Why? I bought you fucking Meet Dave, and you still won't watch it.
Well, fuck Dave.
Apparently.
Dave's not here.
8 Million Ways to Die.
I'm afraid I can't do that, dude.
Ooh, American Ninja made the list.
Really?
Damn.
I love American Ninja. Is a canon film, by the way.
Wait. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of the one from a few years ago. That was at the drive. I saw the drive in the Ninja one. Ninja Assassin. That's what. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Bad News Bears Go to Japan.
Still better than Ridiculous Six. Walter
Matthau yelling at children.
Oh. How awful can that be? It's Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
Yelling at kids.
Are any of the Meatball sequels on there?
They weren't. None of the Porkies, none of the Meatballs. There was a couple of Police Academies, particularly 4 and 5.
Damn.
I mean, that's what you have to get into to find movies as bad as this piece of shit, this abortion.
This is probably the worst Adam Sandler movie that I have seen, because I haven't seen Jack and Jill.
This is one of the worst movies.
No, we just covered the worst movies ever made,
well,
according to Rotten Tomatoes.
According to critics, yeah.
Multiple critics, 0% movies.
Yeah.
And you two said that this movie was worse than every movie I named off.
I'm pretty sure that there's this. Like three
except
or four.
What we said was equal to Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, damn, that's, I mean.
Because I can find humor in most of those shitty movies that you've talked about. I wouldn't give them more than a one.
Equal to Garbage Pail Kids, the movie.
Look, yeah. Even to this day, I still want an Adam Sandler movie to be good, but it ain't happening. It ain't fucking happening at all.
Yeah.
Zohan.
Everything I see, I want to be good.
Recent.
And even an Adam Sandler movie, and it's fucking, he fails.
It was
fails
the last good movie.
Time.
Yeah. And even then, it's the same thing. Well, Zohan is not one of those down-on-your-luck type of guys.
Dude,
he's a,
he had
I don't want to be
that.
Doing this anymore type of
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he cooks the fish.
He had fun. That movie was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a great time the whole time.
Fizzy
and then,
Bubla.
And you, yeah, Fizzy Bubbly. Great movie. You could tell that it was, you know, John Turturro playing the Palestinian terrorist.
The Phantom.
One pee-pee touch. Deal. One Mookin' Tookin' restaurant. No deal.
No.
You let my your wife one pee-pee touch. Deal.
Okay. I love the Zohan. It's fucking great. I mean, it runs out of steam near the end because they over, you know, they stretch it out too long, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that Neosporin bomb.
Yeah.
That shit was
okay.
Great.
Go to make sticky with your mom, and then we'll go.
Yeah, yeah. The fat chick walking around.
Yeah, I mean, big old ass.
Huge.
I will say this for Ridiculous Six: Rob Schneider doesn't disappoint. He's like one of the few.
Well, he's typecast. He's that guy.
I know, but he's one. He usually just is. You know, he's a.
He's the goofy
let's
foreign
do it.
Guy.
Yeah.
Talking about Ridiculous Six again.
I know, but we it's...
Well, yeah.
I mean, you have Nick Nolte, Terry Crews, and Rob Schneider as three of the guys that you actually like in the movie.
Terry Crews couldn't even make this movie enjoyable.
Mm-mm.
But you enjoyed
he
it.
Lost all credibility when he was playing the penis piano at the end.
That made me laugh.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Anyway.
I hate that fucking movie. I still have to write a review for it, and I don't fucking want to. I'm going to write my Star Wars review before I write a review for this.
You should write the review for the Garbage Pail Kids and compare the two.
Ugh.
You should look up the review for Garbage Pail Kids,
you know,
and then just copy that
wait,
review.
Wait. I was married to a fucking meth addict for 10 years. You want me to subject myself to more shit? No.
Well, you watch this fucker.
Oh, I was free, and I fucking fell for it again.
I mean, how God much worse it. Could it possibly be?
Unless he's sucking dick for crack.
Yeah.
And
I would almost rather.
Crack.
I would almost rather.
Have you ever sucked dick for marijuana? I don't think so.
You ever eat dog food? It's delicious.
Trailers.
All right. A lot of trailers came out this week. Let's first talk about Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is the prequel.
It's not a prequel.
Spinoff.
Yeah.
But in a way, I mean, you can say prequel because it's like 80 years before the events of Harry Potter.
It's
spinoff.
Prequel in any.
Yeah. It's about Newt Scamander and the book that he eventually writes about all these Fantastic Beasts.
Correct.
Guy walks into New York with a suitcase full of monsters, opens the case, they break loose, and then they go find him.
Yeah. It's like Jumanji. With wizards.
It's going to be cool effects and Harry Potter shit.
Yeah.
It's J.K. Rowling. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah. It's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, until she proves me wrong, I'm on board.
It's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be entertaining.
I think it's going to plan trilogy too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes. Absolutely. And there's supposed to be another Harry Potter book coming out too.
Yeah. It's about his son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a Harry wizard.
Star Trek Beyond.
You want to do that one?
Lame.
Okay.
No, they
can't...
put the song in. They did the rock song.
Sabotage?
They did the, yeah,
Sabotage. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit anything in the Star Trek universe where they're trying to rock star the movie and make it hip.
My only problem with the trailer was the warrior chick.
They're trying to get away from J.J. Abrams.
I didn't care for the warrior chick.
I didn't either.
I was like, why the fuck are they throwing that in?
Don't even know who it is.
Because they're trying to appeal to a crowd that is not Trekkie.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the masses as opposed to fan base.
Yeah. But I
in the process, they're going to fuck the whole thing up.
But the movie looks like it's got a lot of action, and I hope that it backs it up well. I hope it does.
And it has Spock staring off into,
here,
into
here's
space
my take
with
on
a
it.
Deep look on his face.
Here's my take on it. It's Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, but Spock's not dead. They land on Genesis planet, basically, uh-huh. and then they have to fight Klingons.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that every day.
All right. So I'm withholding judgment on Star Trek Beyond because it was only a 90-second trailer.
It's going to suck.
So
I'm telling you, it's the same script for Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, except they didn't shoot Spock into fucking the Genesis planet.
In the face.
But right. They're there to pick somebody up.
All right.
And then you got Warrior Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kratos. Female Kratos. All right. X-Men Apocalypse.
No. This movie's awful.
I barely even caught the trailer.
I've seen the trailer about four or five times now, and I have no excitement for it. None. Even though Bryan Singer's doing it, I still have no excitement for it.
They have to come up with these new supervillains all the time.
Well, Apocalypse has always been there.
No, he's one of their biggest villains.
I know, but...
He doesn't sound right. He doesn't... He kind of looks right, but not completely.
Now we have the villain that can actually kill everyone.
Yeah, you need a James Brolin voice for Apocalypse.
Well, they need to... No.
Josh Brolin, I'm
They
sorry.
Just need to do the voice they did in the cartoon. The voice for Apocalypse in the cartoon was fucking great.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. It was great. And he,
you need a deep voice.
And he doesn't need to be the same height as everyone around him. He needs to be fucking 8 feet tall like he is in the comic and the cartoon.
No, see, I disagree. You don't have to have that. You don't have to have... The height in comics is representative of your power. So your confidence and power and everything else. You don't need to be tall.
Wolverine, he's fucking like 4'11", so...
Right, exactly, but they made him 6 foot tall in the fucking movie.
Well, Hugh Jackman, I mean...
He put balls on his chin.
Yeah. So, again, the whole height thing doesn't matter.
I don't care for the way Apocalypse looks and sounds. I don't care for it.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
I think the only thing cool in that whole entire trailer that I can recall, and there's no Wolverine, by the way. I didn't see him in the trailer at all.
Yeah, where the fuck's Wolverine? Luke Skywalker.
Oh, finally we get to see a bald, not Ian McKellen, James McAvoy.
Right.
That's it. But whoop-de-doo. Until they prove me otherwise, I have no faith.
What my favorite so far has been the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and they're showing Magneto. Archangel, mm-hmm. Storm, and who is the fourth one?
Jubilee. There was Jubilee in there, but...
No, it's not Jubilee. It's like Cyclops or some shit like that.
Yeah.
They're like, these are the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. I'm like, no, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse come with Apocalypse.
Yeah, they're a package deal.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't control my powers.
Yeah.
He's X-Men. He's the first mutant.
Yeah, exactly. He predates the Bible.
Yeah, he's the one that is basically the responsibility for... all religion.
Yeah.
And it's actually a pretty interesting story. But again, it's just going to...
I mean, look, if you watch the end, you recall the end of Days of Future Past, where, it's like around the event, around the time of X-Men 2. I'm wondering how they're going to do all these prequel films with all this shit that's happening. And I know the timeline's been changed, but at the same time...
I've stopped caring about it.
All right. Yeah. I don't know why. I have no hope for this. And I had a lot of hope for Days of Future Past, and I really liked it. But still.
Deadpool trailer comes out Christmas Day.
All right, good.
That's all I give a shit about.
All right, next one up, man, is Independence Day Resurgence.
Nope.
This movie is Battleship to me. It is straight up Battleship.
We took their technology, and now there's a bigger, badder,
yeah.
You know what pissed me off about Battleship? Is they actually had fucking pegs that shot out of the battleship to sink the battleship. Like the spaceships shot fucking battleship toy pellets out, and then they hit the battleships and blew up. That really got my ass.
All right. Yeah,
think about it. It was stupid.
There's nothing. I mean,
Battleship.
That's a studio.
It's still a much better film than Ridiculous Six.
Rihanna was. That's where they tried to make her a movie star.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Right.
Taylor Kitsch was in two movies that year that completely flopped.
Good for her.
No, Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah, good for her.
It's John Carter, motherfucker.
Oh.
Anyway.
Good for her.
All right. Anyway, with even in the movie, in the trailer starts off with Jeff Goldblum with the same Lost World Jurassic Park look on his face.
Mm-hmm. And the speech from the other movie.
Yeah.
This is our Independence Day.
Yeah.
I was fine with that.
I'm Bill Pullman.
Yeah. Junk.
Baseballs.
They're just trying to make money.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's bullshit.
I love the Independence Day. I went and saw it in theaters like three or four times when it came out. I loved it when I was a kid because I didn't notice how bad it was. And it's cheesier and shit now. But I don't care. Even if Will Smith was going to be in this, I still don't give a shit. Really
he's too
don't.
Busy doing Concussion.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a proper love story in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, move on from that.
All right, so Ninja Turtles. I think it's called Out of the Shadows.
Fuck that movie, but we're going to have to see it.
We're going to see it.
We want it to be good, but...
I want it to. God damn, I want it to
be good. They shoot fucking manhole lids out of the front of their homemade tank.
Like
to blow
the toys.
Shit up.
Just like the toys.
I know, but come on.
Here's my problem.
Do you think
already.
New York City's going to come after them? Have a task force?
Where are all the cops?
Manhole recovery team?
Where are all the police? When the Ninja Turtles are blowing shit up, where's the SWAT team in the army?
There's none.
Looking for all the manholes.
They don't have, they're looking for the manhole covers and the missing garbage.
That's the problem I had with fucking Planet of the Apes. Did we already talk about this?
No. What, yes. You got a problem with Planet of the Apes?
Actually, we have.
Planet of the Apes. The fucking monkeys take over the Golden Gate Bridge or wherever they are.
Oh, you're talking about the first one.
And there's two fucking cops.
Or Rise.
There are two cops on the bridge.
Yeah.
Do you know how many cops are in the greater San Francisco area?
Dude, have you seen the traffic there? They couldn't have made it.
Oh, bullshit. They have helicopters.
No, what he's saying is there's too much traffic.
Yeah,
they couldn't have
even... The apes can climb over all that shit, and you saw them do it.
There was no cops.
The cops can't come from anywhere.
They can put out an APB, and they can get there from boats. Ain't no traffic in the water.
Yeah, but the bridge is really high.
There's helicopters.
They can't rappel all the way from down there.
Nope.
They're at suicide depth.
Monkey apocalypse when there's 50 fucking monkeys trying to take over a bridge. I'm fairly certain that the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines, plus the SWAT teams and every fucking cop, Coast Guard, the Mexican drug cartels, you name it.
But the Yakuza.
You can't get a helicopter
Asian Dawn.
Really close to the bridge.
Yes, you can get it close enough to shoot a monkey with a 50 caliber.
But there was a lot of monkeys.
There was 50 of them.
That's a lot of monkeys.
It doesn't matter. Do you know how many fucking bullets you can get out of a 50 cal?
Then they have all these people on the bridge. You have citizens.
The citizens are being killed by the monkeys.
Do you know how easy it would be just to eliminate the entire monkey menace by napalming that entire area?
Bomb the bridge. They made it into the Redwood Forest, and now all the monkeys have a place to live.
From fucking Nevada all the way up to the Redwood Forest.
We have a virus-carrying chimpanzee in the woods, top priority. Kill him.
So because of that bridge scene, that's why you didn't like the movie?
Yeah.
That's where he lost it.
God,
I'm out.
I don't know how to debate with you on that. If that one scene just fucks the whole movie up for you.
It should. Because real life doesn't work that way. You want me to believe that there's the virus-carrying monkey that's going to take everything over for another five movies? You got to somehow deal with the cops.
What they should have done is they should have started biting people immediately. Like they bite the zookeeper instead of making him the king, making
Caesar
the king. They bite the zookeeper.
Yeah,
he fucking transfers the virus.
Oh, so 28 days later, ripoff.
It doesn't matter. There was a gorilla
that jumped on the helicopter. There was one helicopter, because Lord knows there's only one fucking helicopter for the police in San Francisco.
But that's how
the
giant
whole
thing
ape took
it
out. And he had screamy faces.
They weren't on the bridge for that long, were they?
Long enough? One helicopter? Motherfucker, you steal a bag of M&Ms from Target and Auburn, you get two helicopters and 15 cop cars.
Just not kidding. Unless you're speeding. Unless you're trying to avoid the cops and you're speeding through Auburn, then you get one cop following you.
How many do you get?
And
if
then
you...
they release the chopper, but by then you're gone.
How many choppers do you get if you steal a bag of Skittles and you're wearing a black hoodie?
You fucking get the SWAT team.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. Some assholes stole a wrench from an auto parts store up the street, and they called out a SWAT team and had two fucking helicopters flying over the backyard here in Auburn Ravine Road.
Yeah. Yep.
That's for stealing some tools.
There's also a lot of air traffic in San Francisco, too.
No. 50 monkeys on the loose attacking people, and there's two cops.
Yeah. They could have done a better job by infecting people and then letting it spread out.
Or having cops attack monkeys.
You know what I hate about when you do this, when you break a movie down to something so simple, I can't argue with it because it's such a simple argument that it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I still love the movie.
It's because we're anti-Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because I see things from a completely different perspective. I see it for like, okay, this is really happening right now. I'm watching CNN, and I'm watching on my TV screen, 50 monkeys from a lab just fucking broke out, and they're attacking people, and now they've got the Golden Gate Bridge.
Napalm that fucker. Who cares about the people
they just
on
took
it.
The
they
Golden
would never
Gate
do
Bridge.
That.
Oh, yeah, they would.
No, they would. No, they fucking wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
Not in plain sight.
Dude, if there is a virus, if there is 50 monkeys that are with the ability to spread a virus, listen.
Okay.
Let me finish. That have the ability to spread a virus that are on the loose on the Golden Gate Bridge. I will tell you this right now. There is not one person on this planet that wouldn't say, bomb the fuck out of them. Who cares?
Well, I agree. I agree. But at the same time, during that part in the movie, no one fucking knew about the virus yet.
But they saw 50 monkeys on a bridge.
They did know about the virus.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did, because in the first movie...
This was the first movie.
This was the first movie.
Sorry. When...
Derailed me.
Yeah, I just got fucked up.
No one knew about the virus yet.
Two-thirds of the way through the movie, they already had a guy that went down because of the virus in a fucking lab.
Yeah, but it wasn't common knowledge. It wasn't exposed.
No, it was common knowledge. They covered it up.
Yeah, then it's not common knowledge.
Yeah, Indian guy that flew the helicopter in Jurassic World, I know.
On top of that, they had one guy that walked the fuck out of the lab and then infected everybody that he was with.
Right during the mid-credit scene, yes.
So, also, that bridge only leads one place.
But the lab already knew about the infected person because there had been several people that had been affected by that disease.
But you do understand that there's a cover-up, and they're not going to let everybody know about that shit.
But it's already out there in the world. They have to. They have to contact the CDC. There's no way to contain it.
They have no morals?
That's the problem.
Right. Anyway, so whatever. You're getting all excited over nothing. I'm just saying there's one way in and one way out, and they take the bridge.
Yeah.
And... it just doesn't make any sense that they let 50 monkeys take a bridge and then escape. The one way out. One way goes to San Francisco.
You could go to Oakland.
Not over the Golden Gate.
Well, they could have just hopped the bay.
Almost fucking did.
I know what you were thinking.
Send it back. Thinking. Anyway.
Yes.
they could go back.
Bury that deep.
To the other side of the Golden Gate.
Don't say it. Say it after.
So... yeah, there's kids listening, man.
Oh, fuck.
All right. You can't say that on radio. Oh, God, we got bills to pay.
I almost got fired from the job I'm not getting paid for.
Yes.
All right. Almost had to do a podium speech.
We're derailed on the whole stupid fucking monkey movie.
All right, anyway. All right, so you don't like those movies.
Hold on.
All right.
So my problem with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie.
Oh, is that what we were talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got turtles and monkeys.
The fact they're 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Or taller. They keep...
they're growing.
They keep...
puberty.
Changing in height every fucking frame of the movie from the last movie.
And let's face it, they're black.
But
they're black turtles.
They're supposed to be 4'11".
They're brothers.
Not 6.5 feet to 9 feet
tall. Michael Bay.
Yeah.
So
what was the Family Guy one that had Michael Bay in it that he was flipping, he was using his dick?
I don't know.
There's a great scene about this whole Michael Bay thing.
Yeah.
Where Michael Bay has a prehensile penis and his penis does everything for him, and make him martinis and shit like that.
Does it stir it too?
Fist bumps, yeah, and it drinks out of his drink.
Yeah.
He's like, you should try this coffee. He's holding the coffee with his penis.
Jesus.
That's the confidence that Michael Bay has.
Yeah.
He's like, you have like Michael Bay confidence. And it shows him just walking around all completely naked with a 12-foot penis.
And I assume it has
like,
a flip over it,
hi guys, how you doing?
Right?
But it's penis waving.
Yeah.
Mike, why are you naked? Wouldn't you be? Look at me.
I can do anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I have this great idea. We're going to do this. No, that's not a great idea. Yes, it is. Even my penis says so. That's fucking great. I got to show you the Family Guy part where they say
fuck
cunt.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, that's great. So, yeah, look, man, it's got Bebop and Rocksteady in it. And I look, from when I'm a kid and I'm watching the cartoon, I wanted to see it because they fucked up with Secret of the Ooze when they had Toka and Rozar in it instead because of some kind of rights issues or some shit back then. But
well, that's what it was.
And they have Shredder. You see his knife hands.
That was dumbest shit ever. Fuck them.
Yep.
Super Shredder fucking Transformer.
They only bring a Bebop and Rocksteady.
They ripped off the Silver Samurai from the Wolverine movie, which they overdid Silver Samurai and that shit too. So
if they really wanted to do it right, they would have just taken the fucking first 10 issues of the miniseries from the comics.
Yeah.
And did that.
Yeah. So,
but they're not going to, so fuck it, Michael Bay.
No, look, I want it to be good, but I can already tell. I mean, you already had Tyler Perry as the stupid fucking scientist who might as well have been Jamie Foxx from Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Although they got a black guy that looks like Baxter.
Yeah.
They got a guy that looks just like Baxter.
That's Tyler Perry, dude.
No, it's skinny dude.
No, that was Tyler fucking Perry.
Yep.
Look it up.
That was Tyler Perry as Baxter.
As the doctor and the scientist.
In the trailer.
Yes, the one that creates Bebop and Rocksteady, yes.
The fucking ultra skinny dude?
He wasn't skinny. He just...
watch the trailer again.
All right, but
he's got the big old glasses on.
Yeah, that's fucking Tyler Perry. I would almost bet money on that.
Big Mama's House. Oh wait, no.
No,
that was the
same difference.
Madea,
yeah.
Okay, baby. Anyways.
Come on, man. Keep going. All right. So anyway, yeah, we all know it's going to suck. We're going to see
Michael Bay.
It.
Fuck this movie.
Yeah, we know it's going to suck.
Megan Fox's weird thumbs.
Oh, yeah, and it's got Megan Fox in it.
And dressed like a schoolgirl.
pass.
Who ties her shirt in a knot, and then you see her
as she's trying to do an action scene.
Hey, if she gives Mikey the business,
she ain't gonna give anybody the business.
She's a green thumb.
Whose business is who's Megan Fox? Ain't gonna fuck you. Ain't gonna fuck you. Ain't gonna fuck me.
No, no, she's or, talking about the turtle.
Yeah,
she, or a turtle,
she, and it's no, Donatello, not Mike, Mikey.
She ain't gonna fuck no turtles.
Because Michelangelo's the one that has a crush on her.
No, Donatello has a crush on her.
I think they all do. But
and he's like, hey, you two a thing? Remember that?
Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
But it's got the guy, it's got Casey in it, too. So
yeah, we'll Stephen Amell, who plays the Arrow.
Hockey
yeah.
mask.
Exactly.
I can't take Stephen Amell seriously anymore after he said that Green Arrow could be Batman. Fuck him. He has no idea.
I know.
He's not even a comic book guy.
I know.
Just some dude that plays Green Arrow.
He's a CW actor, bro.
Yes, bro. Mm.
All right.
Oh, I got something. One more thing to bring up before we
I got out. One more trailer after that, so go ahead.
What trailer?
Midnight Special with Michael Shannon. Okay, real quick. It's a trailer about Michael Shannon. He's got a son who's got special powers, and pretty much it just looks like a modern-day version of Firestarter.
Or Carrie.
Yeah, more Firestarter because the government's after him and all this shit.
So, oh, like The Man in the Yellow Coat?
I don't know what that is.
Dick Tracy?
The movie with it had Anthony Hopkins in it.
As a man in the yellow hat.
I know.
It had Anthony Hopkins in it. It was based off of a Stephen King book.
At least he can control a fucking monkey.
Ha! In the face.
There goes the dynamite.
I forgot what I was going to go with this whole thing. So, Legends of Tomorrow is coming out on CW.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
No, I haven't. I know. I saw the lead up with Flash and Arrow, though.
There's a guy that's supposed to look like Constantine in it. Is Constantine in Legends of Tomorrow? Because if it is, they don't have the right guy.
No, I mean, Matt Ryan said that he's going to come back again because everyone loved that episode that he was in.
I know, but I'm talking about Legends of Tomorrow.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Fuck about Matt Ryan. I'm talking about specifically a new TV series coming out.
I don't think so.
Because it looks like they have a guy that looks like Matt Ryan as Constantine being Constantine.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Anyways, you should check it out.
I will.
So that you can tell me.
All right.
Since I don't know who Tyler Perry looks like, although he, you know. The guy that plays Baxter looks nothing like Tyler Perry.
Okay.
I could be wrong, though. You know, it's movies. You're the fucking movie guy.
I know. I noticed a lot of actors, man. All right.
So that's all.
Okay. So I think that is it. The next movie, of course, that we will be talking about on a couple of Average Joe's movie reviews is going to be Star Wars The Force Awakens.
And there will be spoilers, so fucking enough.
I'm going dressed as a hot dog.
I bought a Star Wars shirt ticket. Specific for it. So
no, I don't care. I don't have to go on opening day. I'm just going to dress like a hot dog when I go.
Oh.
Oh, I like the hot dog costume. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll go there.
I love it when you have the deadpan face, too.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't want to be in it.
I'm a hot dog. Well, how would a hot dog feel? You take it out of the package, and you cook that motherfucker, then you put it between some flappy bread. And douse it in condiments. How would a hot dog look otherwise?
Do you know why you're awesome? Because from now on, I'm going to call hot dog buns flappy bread.
Flappy bread.
Fucking A.
Have you seen the Uncle Grandpa hot dog and I don't know what else it is. It's just their stupid little interstitial where it has a hot dog and his best friend and the hot dog just sitting there all pissed off.
I think I have, yes.
Yes. That's yeah. All I can imagine is you being a hot dog. And that's exactly what I imagine a hot dog doing, is just sitting there. Has no arms, has no legs.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
Yeah. And if it wants to get out of its flappy bread, it has to roll itself out or push itself out.
You're made out of byproduct.
And then it just fucking lands on the ground and rolls.
I started watching Rick and Morty on Hulu.
God damn it, that show is funny.
They only have the first season on there. It's like 11 episodes. But, dude, the episode where they're going into Dreamland and they go, every other word out of the Freddy Krueger ripoff is bitch. It's fucking great. It is so goddamn great.
Show me what you have.
The giant head.
I got to see that one, man. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we're in a talent show.
I was reluctant to watch the show because I only saw little bits and pieces here and there when my kids were watching it, which I don't, little fuckers always watch it. Shouldn't be watching, but after starting it from the beginning, it is fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, we're on a commercial. Don't worry about it.
Morty, fucking dude. He says, I think it's a rule that he has to say Morty 100 times in each episode.
He says it every sentence.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Morty?
And did Mike explain the premise to you of what that show is supposed to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But better.
Yeah, Doc and Marty.
It's way better.
Yeah, it's Dan Harmon from Community doing fucking Back to the Future.
It is not kid friendly, but my kids fucking love it, and I'm just, I feel like such a bad parent.
I totally shared the
You did, but I didn't. I was dealing with shit at the time, so I didn't watch it when you had it on Facebook.
No, I shared the show me what you got.
Yeah.
Show me what you got.
It's just a giant head.
Yeah. I like it.
And then he leaves.
Then he fucking, boop. Such a great show.
But the looks on their face are all the same. There's like a kind of, it's like a weird concern anger,
uh-huh.
You know? They're angry, but You don't know.
It's judgmental.
Yeah, there you go.
It's judgment.
It's an anger judgment.
It's Simon Cowell judgment.
Yes, just sitting there.
Yeah.
Bald.
Straight out.
That was terrible.
Did you notice on the back of their heads, they had like this flapping anus thing going on, like a four-butt cheek thing?
Oh, kind of like Joaquin Phoenix's forehead?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen that.
That is fucking hilarious, man.
He's got lips. All right, I need to...
Oh, we're done.
I need to go get frosting.
Frosting?
Yeah.
Is that like a sexual term?
No, the kids need frosting.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
thank you so much. All right, so Mark leaves with a fart. All right, so for a couple of average Joes...
That is the end of the show.
Ridiculous Six Edition. I am Joe Spiegel.
I'm Mike Sutherland.
Mark Sutherland.
All right. Salutations and good night.
Good night.
Star Wars.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening. Please share the podcast. The more people that listen, the better off we are. Thanks again.
For more great podcasts and my movie reviews, don't forget to visit www.acoupleofaverageshows.com.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.